My name is Joanna Schrader, and I'm here with Brett Neuberger, who is the product technical specialist for FMC Corporation. And we are going to start off talking a little bit about corn today. So, Brett, what news do you have for us in the corn world?
Well, probably a couple things I'm going to talk about is mainly on the insecticides standpoint. 2009 is shaping up as with the fertilizer prices as rather challenging, and we have a product called Capture LFR. It's a liquid insecticide that mixes very well with starter fertilizer, and as maybe some growers are looking at trying to divert their fertilizer expenditures and maybe go with a few more starters, Capture LFR can go in with that starter fertilizer, does an excellent job providing some control of a lot of seed and seedling insects, wireworms, grubs, as well as corn rootworms. And so a very valuable product, both for a refuge acre, and we are starting to see some increased yields by throwing insecticide on some of the GMO crops, because GMO crops aren't performing quite as well as they have been, say, 5-6 years ago in the university trials.
Now, why is that?
Anytime you use a single mode of control on a specific pest, resistance issues are probably starting to develop. I don't know if there's any confirmed, but you go to some places like University of Illinois the last couple of years, they're starting to show some of the GMO events not providing the high level of control that they did in previous years, especially on some heavy pressure fields.
Now, in terms of this insecticide you're talking about, you know, compared to some other options on the market, which you alluded to, some have become very expensive for growers. What's a grower's return on investment going to be if they go with your insecticide?
Again, you know, if it's a refuge acre, we can see 10, 15 bushel yield benefits of using an insecticide. On the GMO on top of it, we're seeing some 3, 4, 5 bushel advantages of throwing insecticide on top of it, and so it's a very good return on a single dollar investment.
So what other products do you have right now that are very applicable to corn?
Another one we have on the corn segment is a foliar insecticide called Hero. It was first introduced into the corn segment in 2007. It's a dual mode of action, and it fits very, very well into this plant protection where a fungicide is being applied. A lot of times a grower can throw in an insecticide in with that fungicide and, again, get some additional late-season pests that are attacking that ear and ear zone. And, again, it's all about yield benefit. If we're spending $8 worth of an insecticide, we want to get $8 plus. And so if they spend $8 and get $20 in return, it's a good return on their investment.
Now, what about for soybean farmers? Do you have some products that would be good for them?
Yeah, we have just introduced a trio of family, the Authority family. It's three products, Authority First, Authority Assist, and Authority MTZ. These are pre-emerge that fit very well in front of that GMO event. And what we're starting to see is a move towards more pre-emerge because of two things. One, we want to have a pre down there to give us some early season control of the weeds to reduce competition that's going to affect yield. And the other is we're bringing another mode of action in. So when we have multiple modes of action, we're going to slow some of this resistance because we are hearing a lot more weeds in a lot more fields that are becoming resistant to glyphosate.
So is there anything else in closing that you'd like to add?
Well, you know, I guess the thing that I'd like to add is FMC is committed to providing that yield protection. You know, and I think that's the thing that a lot of people are talking. We don't want to just kill insects. We want to provide control that's going to give a return on investment to help increase that yield. And as we see, biofuels becoming on and we need to, you know, have a finite acre, how can we be more productive on every single acre?
Well, great. Thanks, Brent, for spending some time with me today. And this is Joanna Schrader reporting.